Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, best-selling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs, real estate investors, business owners that have followed their passion, left their corporate job to reach new heights and the success that they want in life. Now, that takes courage, that takes tenacity, that takes lots of different things. And we've got our special guest here, Lynn Tranchel. Did I say that correctly?
Tranchel.
Lynn Tranchel here with us. And she's got three key points for limitless profits for your business as we dive into this. But before we get there, we just want to know a little bit more about Lynn and how she started her journey. And she was like most people that went into the corporate world. So Lynn, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how you got started before you found your passion.
Yeah. So actually, I have two passions. I'm on my second passion right now. My first one was in computers. So I got a master's in computer science, went into the corporate world and hit the ceiling and decided to go out and start my own computer consulting business. And then when my daughter went to college, I went back to the corporate world because I figured it'd be more important to have that steady income. And while I was there, I found a new passion, and that was coaching. So I left the corporate world for the second time to start my coaching business.
Amazing. And she doesn't even know that I started in IT too. So we both have that tech background coming in and understanding that. I started as a programmer, worked my way up to director of technology. Obviously, Lynn's run her own consultant businesses here. So she's worked with very large scale companies, and they go from very large scale. And you said, sorry, let me back up for a second. You said you hit that corporate ceiling. And I find that a lot for people, men, women, it doesn't matter. You think you're like working this job, but they don't realize as you get near the top, there's very few positions. And if you're not in the politics, you tend to be on the way up. So when did you recognize you sort of hit that glass ceiling?
Yeah, when I was in the corporate world in IT, there were very few people above me. In fact, there was just the director of the department, and he wasn't going anywhere. So at that point, it's like, well, I can stay here and I can sort of find ways to entertain myself in different ways, or I could reach out on my own, and it is unlimited possibilities on my own.
Well, that takes courage. That takes strength. That takes courage. That takes all of those things. Like, and as you said, right, you sort of reach that spot. Like, I know I was two levels below the CTO, and every time the CTO, chief technology officer, changed, they brought in a new VP and a new director, and it was just a domino effect. And your days become numbered, so to speak, as you know. So now that you've found your second passion, first computers, now the coaching, what is it that you love to see, or the change you love to see in entrepreneurs?
The biggest thing I love is I love it when that light bulb goes off, you know, when people start seeing things differently and doing things differently and finding more passion and finding more ways to do what they love.
And guys, you've heard that before here, right? We talk about that all the time. And you see that light bulb go off in people's head and they're like, oh, I can do more. Because I do come from three generations of teachers. And they always told me I should get my master's and go back and teach people. I was like, no, we're teaching entrepreneurs, real estate investors, business owners to get to the next level. I don't got to know about the college for that. We're actually doing it with real people that are successful, right? Just like yourself. So can you tell us sort of a success story for one of your students or one of the people you coached that sort of pushed them to the next level? And then we'll get into your three keys for entrepreneurs.
Yeah. One of my clients, Gina, was when she started with me, she was a people pleaser. So she said yes all the time, and she didn't even charge very much. So when I had her zone into exactly who she would love to work with. She started working with those people. She learned how to say no, and she very quickly doubled her income and is well on the way to tripling her income just by figuring out who she would really, really love to work with. And the biggest part is learning to say no.
I was going to hit that, and you hit it again. So I appreciate that. That's why we're on the same wavelength here, is that, you know, the more sometimes it's better to say no than yes, right? And we say yes too often to things, and then it takes us away from our passion, our mission, our vision, whatever that happens to be for you. So learning to say no and being okay with that, I think
exactly.
That's your point, right? As that people pleaser, as that person to go ahead and do that. So here's the big question. What are the three keys for entrepreneurs to turn overwhelm and stress into limitless profits?
Yeah, the first key is just your vision. Without a vision, the people will perish. You have to know where you want to go. And when you create your vision, the most important question to ask is, what would I love? Not what does the economy say, not what does my education say, just what would I love? And when you say, what would I love, you have different answers. So once you have that vision, then we get into the habits, specifically thought habits. Because whenever you try to do something new, that subconscious says, I don't know where this is going. You better not do it. So then we shift those thought habits to support where you want to go. And then the third key is action. Without action, nothing will happen. You can sit on the couch all day long, binge watching Netflix, thinking about your vision, and you get nowhere. So that action is like the ground wire to electricity, and it solidifies those new thoughts and takes you forward faster.
All right. So you guys heard that. If you heard that, type the three in the chat here. Go ahead and type that three right down below so that everybody knows that you caught those. So let's recap that. But yeah, we got vision, right? Make sure we know where we're going. And then we have the second one. What was the second one again? Just repeat that for me.
Habits, specifically your thought habits.
Your thought habits. Okay. So understanding where you're thinking. You know, Joe Dispenza says that our brain is wired and fired together. So we run right through those things. So we got to create new habits. Is really what you want to do, right? What are the new habits that would help me reach my next level? And then three is taking the action, actually do it. You know, and I'll say most people don't hold themselves accountable to their actions, right? I mean, I know we've got a network of 10,000 entrepreneurs, real estate investors, and we see it all the time. People are like, I want this, I want that, but I'm not willing to take the action. How do you get people past that point and get them to truly take the action?
I have this process called the AIR method, A-I-R-R. And first is the awareness. You want to notice when those thought habits are keeping you from taking that action. And that second one is I for interrupt. You want to have a strong, powerful interrupt, like up until now, or I used to, or even a part of me. And that disconnects those thought habits. And then you want to release that old thought habit and replace it with a new thought habit. For example, I used to be overwhelmed with all I had to do, and now I'm taking the action I know I need to every day. And again, the last part is the action to ground that, rewire. And each time you do that, it gets easier and easier, and you step forward faster and faster.
Awesome. So there you guys go. We got the three habits. We got the AIR method, all of these things that you guys are learning here today. And it's stuff that you can apply every single day to anything you're doing, right? To your job, to your personal life, to your entrepreneur business, and finding that passion and taking that next step so that you can get where you want to be and build that supplemental income. So let me ask you this question, Lynn, because when you were leaving the corporate world, when you were leaving running your own computer business and said, hey, I'm going to drop all that IT stuff over here and I'm going to go start coaching. Did you have a lot of support?
I actually hired a coach to help me. And that's one of the things that sets me apart, is that as long as I am a coach, I will have a coach. So you can have support in your family. You can have support in your friends. And when you needed a little bit of extra support, it's always good to have a mentor or a coach to help you through it.
All right. So you didn't have a lot of support. I'm going to translate what you just said.
Yes.
Right. To go ahead and do that.
In fact, I had the family member saying, what are you, crazy? You have a great job. You have a great income. You have benefits. And then to leave all of that and go out on my own, you need some external support sometimes.
Yes, 100% agree. And you guys are hearing this over and over on the Launch Button podcast here, right? As people say, look, you know, benefits is always one that comes up for everybody. Like, you're leaving your job and the benefits. Yeah, right. Because your family and your friends are trying to keep you safe. They're like, oh, that's scary. And they may or may not want to do that. With that, and so, and I just want everybody to relate to this, that you guys are all, you haven't fired your boss and walked away from your jobs yet. You're all in that situation that Lynn and I were in with that power to do that. And all the other podcasts, yes, we've had on here, it just repeats like in different ways. People say it differently, right? And so as long as that's resonating with you guys, type a big R in the chat here to understand that. Now with Lynn here, right? So she's got the IT background. She's built the system. She created a workbook. Just give them a little insight into what they're going to learn in your workbook.
Yeah, it really takes them into a deep dive into the three keys and the AIR method. So it will help you examine where you are, what your vision might be, and then step by step through the AIR method. And then at the end, like everything I do, take the action to support that. So it's surely just exactly what I've been talking about today. Only with my support, you get to do it in the workbook and implement it in your life.
And that's the cool thing, guys and gals out there and women listening and guys listening, is that you don't have to recreate the wheel, right? We're bringing you these things on the podcast here. People have already been down that journey. They're going to show you, you know, some of the missteps they've made. They're going to show you how they went ahead and were successful. And because of that, they laid out that path and that trail. And it's always easier to follow somebody else's trail than recreate it. But we do want you to fire your boss and take some of this from this person, some of that from that person, and find the people that are going to be your community, that are going to be your support behind it, right? And that's why we have the eFamily Ohana, where people can get in there and they can, you know, get support from all the different people. But as you guys think about this, right, there's always different mentors and different people that are going to relate with you that you should connect with. So Lynn, now you tell me a little fun fact. I mean, see, I got some turtles behind me. I got some stuff from Hawaii. Now, you said one of your passions is that everywhere you go, right, you go on a boat. What does being near the water, what does that do for you, and why do you make sure you do that every time?
Yeah, well, I live in Buffalo, New York, which is right on Lake Erie. And in Buffalo, you have to have seasonal sports. So my seasonal sport for summer is sailing and just being out on the lake on a sailboat. Calms you down. It relaxes you. It gets you away from everything so that you can really enjoy what you have to do next. So it's just kind of, I was going to say an escape, but it's not necessarily an escape. It's just an enjoyment that I love. And it keeps me focused on what is important once I get out there and relax.
And when you relax, where's the best place or the funnest place or the best selling experience you've had in the world?
There's so many. I actually have traveled to New Zealand for the America's Cup, which is a big sailboat racing. It's every 3 or 4 years. And I think being in that environment with sailors everywhere was one of the favorite. And then another one, I went to San Diego for the America's Cup when it was there, and being out on the water, watching the race, being up close and watching all of the sailors and everything that they're doing and mastering. And it's kind of exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time, watching them maneuver around the race course.
And because they're the experts, right? They're going so fast and you're like, wow, mm-hmm. right? Like, because that's the thing, when a lot of people start out, they look at us as, you know, hey, Lynn's already fired her boss. We've already fired our boss. How do I get there? And some people have that image, but with the America's Cup, which is that, you know, the number one race for sailboats in the globe, you got people from all different countries doing it, and you've got those top people flying through it. You're like, how do they do that so fast? How do they do that? Well, they were trained, right? They were trained. They watched other people reach to that level. And that's what we're doing here on this podcast for you guys. We're bringing you guys people that are going to raise your level up, raise yourself to that highest level. so that you guys can be out there and be running your own race in the future. So we're going to drop that gift from Lynn right in there. Lynn, is there anything else that you want to share with these people? Actually, one more question for you. I went to school in Binghamton, New York. So I not quite as snowfall as the, you know, Buffalo there, but what's your winter sport? If that's your summer sport, what's your winter sport?
My winter sport is skiing, downhill skiing, because, you know, we have all that snow outside. You might as well have fun with it.
Of course. There you go. So we got sailing and skiing. You guys hear people's passions coming out. And you could see that when Lynn started talking about that, for those of you guys on the YouTube channel, you see her smile when she talks about that, right? That just jumps right in. That passion comes out. So Lynn, any last words of advice or quote you like to use to get people to, you know, find their why or take the action they need to go ahead and fire their boss?
Yeah, well, one thing came out of our discussion right now is to be the skipper of your life so that you can sail into the future on the boat and the experience that you would love. So get out there, fire your boss, and become your own skipper.
Awesome. If you guys like that, type skipper in the chat down below, and we will see you guys next time on the Launch Button Podcast. Lynn, we appreciate your time here today. We look forward to these conversations in the future, and I'm sure we'll see you on the water sometime. Yes. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to the Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the Launch Button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the Launch Button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.